National MP Maggie Barry is a staunch opponent of the legislation and joins us now in the Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start with a question that Kim asked David Seymour, which was, do you think people voted for a referendum or voted for voluntary euthanasia?
I think some MPs took the pass of not being responsible for their own conscience and put it to the referendum. That was the easy way out for them. So they've been getting a lot of pressure. If they can say that they're putting it to the public, that takes the pressure off them as individual MPs. I think that when you look at the numbers, 51-69, we were three votes off at the last vote to knock down the referendum option. If we'd done that and those nine votes for New Zealand First had come across, the bill would have been defeated last night. So a lot of people voted for the referendum, MPs who don't like referendums, just to get it through. So there's been a lot of compromise that's been stitched together. A lot of MPs were changing their minds yesterday afternoon, even in the debating chamber. So I think that the MPs, it is disappointing and sad that they didn't engage at the Committee of the Whole, because that was our chance to really improve the safeguards and strength in the bill.
Are you worried because public polls show that a majority, a clear majority of New Zealanders support it?
There's a couple of issues at play now. One of them is whether people want choices at the end of their lives. My contention's always been that this is not the bill to provide it, because it is flawed. It's a members' bill. It hasn't come through with the usual rigour from the, you know, the Justice Ministry, Health Ministry, all the rest of it. It's been cobbled together. We decided, the eight people at the Justice Select Committee, that it was too important a decision to be made just by eight people.
So that's interesting.
So when did we put it to the Committee of the Whole?
If it had all those things, could there be a bill that you could have supported? I'm just trying to get a sense. You said it wasn't a religious decision.
No.
Was it a moral, ethical decision? Was there just straight out problems with this piece of legislation?
That's the key. Whether you agree with euthanasia in some form or other, it's this bill and the way it delivers it without safeguards, which is what I object to. I've done a lot of work with hospice. It's been 23 years since my father died at Mary Potter, and the people I respected and trusted with my father's death told me about this bill and their concerns about it. So I've engaged through a group that I've been involved with as patron for 23 years, and I've also got a lot of links with disability and dementia through mum. So I've been talking to them and hearing their views, and they remain incredibly concerned around safeguards and just what it means to the value of their lives.
We're running short of time, but going into the future, will you be campaigning hard? And I wonder, will you be dialing back some of your rhetoric, which has been criticised, things like saying that it's a licence to kill? You have had some strong rhetoric. I've been in debates with you about this, and you know, you haven't held back. Will you continue that sort of approach?
I think it's important to peel away some of the more colourful rhetoric. I think it's important to focus on the issues around this particular bill.
So you will dial back
a bit. So that's what I'll be doing. I think it's pretty hard to get cut through sometimes, and obviously different here on Morning Report, but quite a lot of the media have taken the superficial route, and it's quite hard to get any kind of attention. So what do you do to...
And you'll be looking forward to the Justice Ministry making sure it's all fair and above board.
On the cheap. How outrageous is that? We spent $27 million on a flag referendum. Where's the budget for informing the public of New Zealand what the bill is actually doing? If they think they're going to get public servants to pop together something impartial, that sounds to me like a very light budget option. And I think this life and death matter is a lot more important than that.
Maggie Barry, thank you very much for your time. National MP, opponent of the euthanasia legislation.